I'm Ari Akritidis. I came across the WTM about 15 years ago through my youngest brother, Sam. He read the book A Species in Denial, one of Jeremy's earlier books, and shared it with me in around about 2005. It took a while for me to really get my head around the information, but eventually it's just ecstasy when you read and listen with an open mind. It's ecstasy. On a personal level, the information has helped me massively. It's helped me in my relationship with my wife. It's helped me in my relationship with my children. I sympathise, you know, with my kids and every human that's lost touch with their child self, because we had to, and that includes my own children. I had to realise that they've gone through a process of resignation that was largely because of my my behaviour. But so my compassion for them and for all children today is beyond anything that was possible pre-understanding. So as a dad and a husband, you know, like my wife and I, like all couples, we fight. We love each other. We've been married 27 years, but we fight because we don't understand each other. Men and women are different, and Jeremy explains it. He explains so succinctly the different strategies we had to adopt as men and women to deal with the human condition. So I have compassion for my wife. I understand her journey, you know, on an individual and a gender level, and she can understand me, which is just fantastic. Before I came across this information, I now realise that I was a power addict, what we would refer to in the old world as a control freak. An addiction to power at a subconscious level. What I needed to realise was how much that power was important to me to reinforce my own goodness, because, you know, I don't know if I was good. There's a part of me that you know, was wrestling with this underlying question. Am I good or am I bad? And it's there, it's festering below the surface, and that's what feeds your behaviour. So to break free of that, to be able to see that clearly now, can only be done when you're understood, when you understand yourself. Certainly being able to see that now and appreciate the necessity of that strategy is gold for me. It's absolutely gold. You can look at yourself, you can rat on yourself, you can laugh at yourself, because you're completely defended and you're a hero. This information will completely liberate everybody and free you of all of the uncertainty. And it's not describable. Our vocabulary, unfortunately, hasn't caught up with the excitement that this information brings. Jeremy's explanations are more meaningful than any brain can possibly imagine. Actually, now we have a pathway to healing. It's the greatest gift anybody could have given us.
I believe I never would have been interested in embracing the information had it not been for the kids. Because for me, I felt I don't need it. It's not going to help me. Like, I didn't understand it. So I learned a lot initially with conversations. So I was very lucky, Sam being my brother-in-law, was a trusted person. So Sam, over the years, obviously learning through him, and I've learned a lot through my eldest son, Chris.
So I'm 22, I'm down in Melbourne, and my sibling, Nicolette, is here. She's 17, my brother's 18, girlfriend's 21, and on the other screen you'll see my other sister, but we're all quite young, you know, and it's an interesting time for us because we have information and we can see an honesty well beyond our years. Being an eldest son, it was incredibly important for me to understand my own father's egocentricity, because you grow up as a son and I always wanted dad's love. And as you get older, it became quite combative between me and my father, because you start to retaliate. And really what I started to see in my dad, things I didn't like about myself. And it was only, again, through understanding the human condition within myself that it dissipated that to the degree where I'm able to have a genuine, honest, great relationship with my father and understand the amazing heroics and good see the goodness in the degree of egocentricity someone like my father has had to partake in the human journey, as opposed to resenting it, which was just coming from my retaliation of not knowing, you know, why it is that this behavior was present and why I was subjected to it. And I'm just able to leave that whole mess behind, and it does wonders for any part of relationship. And that's just an example of it. And I've been fortunate enough that my dad actually, you know, has now been able to understand the human condition as well, which has just paved a gateway for a whole different kind of relationship that I never actually expected I'd experience in my lifetime. And I imagine that a lot of young men don't expect to experience with their father on such a genuine level, where it's okay to reintroduce sensitivity and honesty and, you know, all that old egocentric hierarchies, and can just go and you can just talk to your father on an equal footing, honestly about the world, and you can just see the fundamental goodness in each other and genuinely start to sympathize with each other's situation, which just makes the relationship unlike anything you experienced prior to understanding the human condition.
This information has completely changed my life, my relationship with my family, my uncle, my little cousins. Like, the way I approach life is in such a different way. And just especially with my siblings, to be able to, you know, compassionately understand them and just be happy when they walk through the door, you know, unlike when I was younger. But because, you know, we've got very different strategies, so it's very easy to have a conflict there without understanding. But no, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
This has just, like, changed my life. Like, I remember the moment the information sunk in enough that I just saw that this is the solution to the world's problems. I was on cloud nine, like, it brought me and my brother together, because me and my brother had opposite strategies, and there was just no way in the resigned world without understanding that we were ever going to get along. And I mean, same with my other siblings and my family. And, you know, before the information, it was so dysfunctional, and we would go out praying as if our family was more functional than others. And then now it's like, I can see how dysfunctional it was, and it's so relieving to now lift that burden of guilt. And, you know, and obviously the rest of my family has it, so we can all just come together. And, like, I always have visions of just everybody just being at one, just adults and kids, like, no hierarchy, they're all just playing together, and there's just unconditional nurturing, and everyone just is not from a non-understanding point of view, not controlled by instincts. Like, now you can finally genuinely behave cooperatively and loving, and but through understanding. And it's just crazy, and it's just going to solve all the world's problems. I can see every problem right now is run by the human condition. And once it just gets out there, everybody's just going to come together.
I wanted to say before, from what you said, how, like, now you and your son can talk as equals. That's like how we are now. Like, because now we can all talk together.
Mm.
All our conversations, there's no hierarchy involved mostly. Like, it's, yeah, we just talk on equal terms. It's good.
Without meaning to, the conversations just start on a daily basis. Mm. Have little, and just constantly bouncing off ideas. And
yeah.
Mm.
A year ago when mum and dad weren't so involved, like, the conversations at dinner were just old world design stuff. But now it's like the human condition comes up all the time, and we just talk about it all the time. Or even us being about WTM and stuff, it's just always honesty, and like, you're talking on a base of understanding and base of honesty, so, like, and truth. So it's always good conversations.
Yeah.
Good conversations, yeah.
2 years ago, I would be saying whenever the kids amongst each other would be talking, and I'd walk in, I'd be like, oh my God, again, you're talking. How much can you talk about the human
condition? Yeah. Yeah.
And it's funny, like, now because we're so far, I mean, we've got a long way to go. I've got a long way to go. But, yeah, now the conversations are happening and I don't see a problem. I'm actually liking the conversation.
It has changed my life completely. I have gotten a much better relationship with my siblings, from fighting in most days to I can finally understand everyone. Like my brothers, we've all got different strategies. One's quite paradigmatic, egocentric. That's kind of similar to my dad as well, and all the men in my family always kind of being oppressive and telling me what to do and stuff. But then through the information, I've been able to understand where that's coming from, and I can understand the role that men have played in the whole journey of understanding the human condition. And also with my dad, I mean, and everyone, really all adults, I love when Jeremy says how you can understand why people have so much frustration, like volcanic amounts of anger, because we're suffering, we've been suffering from the human condition for 2 million years. But I've definitely seen recently, like, big transformation with him. The family is meant to be something that represents togetherness and love, but that's not really common now because we haven't, or ever, because we haven't really understood the human condition. I think it's really helped bring my family together, especially between the men and women in my family. When you can't understand each other, you're always conflicting, always fighting. But now, I mean, my parents were always fighting at one stage really badly, and now it's, they don't fight as much and nowhere near to the extent that they used to because they can understand each other. We are genuinely a much more together, happy, secure family, and not all the time, of course, but it's, you don't need to fake that anymore to the world because it's actually true. A lot of the time we are happy and actually loving and living with each other so genuinely and excitedly. We can actually spend hours on end all together. Just being able to enjoy each other's company is so special, where families can't. Nowadays, everyone doesn't understand each other. Everyone feels condemned by everyone around them, and you just can't talk deeply and honestly. And I think that's so special that we have that connection. And I just want to make every person in the world be able to have the connection that I have with my family. And one day, every family, I mean, the whole world will be one big family, but immediate families can spend time with each other, can actually truly love each other and feel connected. And it's a really nice vision to have.